Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. If you live in or have visited Walterboro, South Carolina recently, you may have noticed a little renaissance going on. From a farm-to-truck food truck to a new event venue on the river to a former Boeing executive's new aviation company, entrepreneurs are apparently migrating to the area to launch their dreams. What's going on in Colleton County? Hank Amundson is the assistant city manager for the city of Walterboro, where he joins us right now to help us with this topic. Hank, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
I guess you're deeply involved in all of this development that's going on?
Yes, it's exciting to see so many things going on after a good long period of preparation and preparing the soil, and it's nice to see some seeds planted and actually growing.
Paint a picture of Walterboro and why you believe that this kind of renaissance in the business community there is happening.
Well, a lot of it is thanks to the location itself. Walterboro and Colleton County are close enough to large markets to both service and sell to them, but also far enough away that you can retreat to a good small town lifestyle. Walterboro is an older city, but it's been able to maintain that character while at the same time growing and adapting with the times.
Well, share with us some more information about some of these businesses that are popping up right now.
Our airport is a major key for our future growth. It's been there for a long time. It was an old Army Air Force base. The city and county have put a lot of time and effort into it, and now we've seen a few businesses locate recently, but the most recent one is the biggest one yet, and that is Low Country Aviation. They're going to do interesting things from maintenance to upfitting to even building aircraft at our airport.
And this was started by a former Boeing executive.
Yes, Marco Cavazzoni. He's a dynamic individual, not just gotten involved with the airport, but also just in town and with the city and the residents, and that's something that I think these business people enjoy also, is it's not just about operating your business. They become involved in the community.
What role does the government play in attracting business there to Walterboro and Colleton County? Have you guys been offering incentives?
Well, I'll tell you, the county handles most of the industrial development, and the county has been very, very progressive in how they have bought some sites and gotten them ready for sale, built spec buildings. The county and the city together have set the table at the airport by updating technology, extending runways. We're in the process right now of building a new terminal at the airport. I didn't even mention that Marco's company, Low Country Aviation, already offers charter flights out of the airport. The government's role, in my mind, is to set the table. We can't, and we're not supposed to operate or necessarily invest or pick winners, but our job is to set the table so that whenever somebody comes, you make them feel welcome. You can help reduce the barriers, and most importantly, eliminate risk. So that means nailing down different factors that they can quantify and put in their pro forma, like what our expense is going to be for infrastructure. What can we offer through the state government? When you say incentives, the state government can help mitigate some risk and upfront costs through incentives. But the good news is that is more than paid back by the job creation and revenues that then go back into the communities.
A major issue right now in our economy is workforce shortages, qualified workforce shortages. How are you addressing that in Walterboro?
Well, the good news for Walterboro is that we are, again, close enough with large metropolitan areas that if you draw a drive time around Walterboro of about 30 to 40 minutes, you encompass nearly 500,000 people. So we may have 25 people that live right here. 25,000 people live immediately in the Walterboro area. The labor pool is vast, and in addition to that, we have here in Colleton County a workforce that has supported industry over the years. What people I don't think a lot of people realize is that there has been and continues to be a good amount of industry in Colleton County. We were affected like everybody else was at different downturns, from textile changes to overseas issues, but have seen the industrial development uptick pull a lot of our workers who might have been affected by that, who were driving an hour to go work in Charleston or Savannah, Orangeburg, or even to Columbia. They want to come home and work. So we're starting to see this workforce issue solved by the local person that never moved in the first place. They just had to go somewhere else to work.
Well, Hank, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy economic development day to spend some time with us.
Thanks again.
Hank Amundson is the Assistant City Manager for the City of Walterboro, South Carolina, and we will have a link to the city posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, or you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.